Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, I am going to be interviewing Beth Theodore from Torrance, California. She is an acupuncturist just like me, been in practice for 20 years, and I can't wait to chat with her all about what she's seen in those 20 years, how she's helping people with stress and pain, and all of the little nuggets she can give us about acupuncture. So let's get on with the podcast. Hey, health junkies. I've got Beth Theodore online. She is an acupuncturist and a fellow Instagram buddy of mine. And we bonded over vegan burgers because my husband was wanting a vegan burger, wanted to try one. And it like magically came up that Beth posted a Instagram photo of her vegan burgers. And it was meant to be. So Beth, say hello to the Health Fix podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Beth. And I'm so happy to be here with you.
So Beth, the vegan burgers, how many times have you made those suckers?
So interestingly, that was my first time. I've been working with a nutritionist, coming up with healthy food that's easy to make and tastes delicious. And to be able to find natural vegan burgers is really difficult. So we found that creating it ourselves without all the harmful chemicals is super easy, and it can actually taste really good.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you mentioned like without all the harmful, ingredients. Cause my husband was like, I've been hearing all about this Impossible burger. I'm like, yeah, Impossible full of chemicals. We're going to make something different. Cause he kept saying like, I want to try the Impossible burger. I'm like, no.
That's exactly how I feel. And whenever you look at those, either the Impossible Burgers or most of the alternate food items, there's a list of like 20 or more ingredients. And most of them you can't pronounce. And so I feel on one hand, people are trying to be healthier. But on the other hand, they're filling their body with a lot of processed food that's just making them more sick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is a huge component of easing into how we can get folks to make healthier choices, but also eating healthy is one of the things that's like a game changer for getting acupuncture to work better.
Yes, I completely agree with you. The only way that I have found people heal is with an approach accessing different types of modalities. So as an acupuncturist yourself and a naturopath, you've seen combining food and supplements and acupuncture along with their own lifestyle is how they get better, and how not only do they get better, but they stay healthier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cause I have a lot of people that'll come in and say, okay, doc, I want everything that, you know, everything you can do for me to help me be healthy. And we dole it out. I'm sure you're in the same boat, you know, you're doling out all this information, and then the patients come back in and they're like, yeah, acupuncture really doesn't work. I'm like, well, what did you eat before you came in? Or what have you been eating for the last week? And like, oh, I've been having pizza and I've been having burgers and I've been doing this and that. And it's like, how do you expect anything to work if you're eating crap?
Yep. And if they are eating healthy, sometimes they're eating while they're driving. Mm-hmm. Or they're eating while they're doing something else. They're eating quickly, so they're not digesting well. They're not absorbing the nutrients from the food. And let's say they're even doing that, they may not be exercising, they may not be allowing enough downtime for their bodies to heal. They have to address every aspect of it, but it can be easy and it can be fun. And that's what I try to do with my patients, is let them know it doesn't need to be overwhelming. You don't need to do a huge overhaul of your life. Just start to incorporate healthy modalities so you live a better life. And you're enjoying your life more because you're doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Baby steps, not
yes.
Going crazy with it. So Beth, what inspired you to become an acupuncturist?
So I have had a lifelong interest in healing. Ever since I was a kid, If somebody in my family was sick, I would run upstairs, look in some of my dad's books. He had a ton of books on healthcare and healing with herbs, and I would always try to help them. So again, even as a small child, I would try it, not really understanding what I was doing. And then as I got older, I became the same person for my friends, and I was their therapist or whatever it was. People were always running their issues by me, whether it was how they felt emotionally or physically. So I began to reach out and try to look into different healing modalities. And the one that came up was acupuncture. At the time, this was back in the 90s, and there weren't a lot of acupuncturists. People didn't really know what it was about. And so I decided to try it and see what it was. And the first time I had acupuncture, I left the office and I felt like I was floating on my walk home. It was incredible. I felt lighter. I felt happier. So I started looking into acupuncture and what the school was about. And as soon as I started, what I realized is that acupuncture and Chinese medicine at large is so much deeper than I even knew. At the time, it felt like you get a bunch of needles put in for pain. But what I didn't realize is it's a whole system of healing. And it works on every layer. And you can go as deep or superficially as you want. And as somebody who liked healing people from the emotional perspective as well as the physical, and that's what really inspired me to continue on.
Oh my gosh. You know, we have a very similar background because I definitely was kind of geeking out as a kid, playing with different herbs, things of that nature. My mom was a total hippie. And so, you know, trying to figure out how to help people. I think that's the common thread, you know, how can we help people? And I love that you mentioned about acupuncture having so many different layers to it and how a lot of people just think, yeah, you stick the needles in and things happen. No, there's a lot more going on than that.
Yep, exactly. And I think the best way to help people understand that is to educate them. And with the old school style of acupuncture, it wasn't really about a lot of talking. You know, if you went to an acupuncturist in China, for instance, they would check your pulse. And through the pulse, you could discover so much. But there lacked a communication. And so a lot of people might feel better, but they didn't really understand why. Mm-hmm. So what I really wanted to incorporate was the ability to help them understand what acupuncture was about, why it's working, not just to heal, but to help them understand the mechanism, what's going on that's creating the healing for them. And by educating them, we also give them the chance to heal themselves. And so going back to what we were talking about before, once they know more, then they can incorporate that into their own lives so they can continue to heal. In a sense, we're like a catalyst, helping them on their healing path, but not taking it over.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I always explain to folks, you know, in terms of one of my little snippets of how acupuncture works, is that I'm putting the needles in to give your body direction and your body's doing the rest. I'm just like the guide along the journey.
Yes, I love that. Because that's exactly what it is. We're just helping to guide the body. The body's doing all the healing.
Now, tell me a little bit about what else you tell folks in terms of guiding the body with healing. Like, what's happening when they're laying there getting acupuncture? What's your favorite spiel? I love hearing what other folks say.
Right. Because there's a number of different things going on. And to be honest, I speak to them in the way that they understand. So obviously there's the Chinese medicine perspective, and then there's the Western perspective. And so really to break it down to make it most easy is the needles, once you put the needles in the body, originally the body sees it as a threat. And so by doing so, you're getting a lot of release of endorphins, serotonin, everything to help heal. And that's what actually calms the body down. So once they're aware of what's happening, somehow their body becomes more receptive. Just today, in fact, I was working with a patient who is struggling because she's pregnant and the baby is breached. And each time I do the specific treatment for a breached baby, she feels movement. And that's how you know it's working. I felt this with other patients as well. As soon as I put the needles in, you're feeling movement through the body. So from a Western perspective, you are getting a release of different chemicals, helping to relieve pain in the body, helping to calm the body. We're boosting the immune system. We're increasing the blood flow. And all of that is your body's opportunity to help itself heal. When I've worked with patients who want to calm some of the wrinkles that they're having. You're getting a release of collagen. And so it's interesting how it's fine-tuning what's happening. From a more, I guess, esoteric perspective, energy is moving through the body. Our body is made of energy. Everything on the earth is made of energy. So when you're moving energy, it gives your body a chance to break up some of the stagnant energy that we have. And again, it helps it to heal. You're changing what's happening. You're changing the aspect of your body that's feeling stuck. And when you're stuck, you can't heal.
Absolutely. Hands down. That's, I think, an important concept. That being stuck, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, I've tried every single thing from massage to meditation to even hypnosis. And they're like, I don't understand. I just can't seem to get past this, you know, whether it's pain, whether it's, you know, anxiety, whether it's depression. And oddly enough, acupuncture seems to be able to unlock a lot of this stuck business. How do you describe stuck stuff to your patients?
Stuck is when you have pain, that is stuck energy. That is stuck blood. It's not moving. And the way we release it is when we add needles either in the area of pain or sometimes in other areas, it will actually start moving the blood. You can do this with needles. You're seeing it more with cupping, which we use, or gua sha, or something that it's moving the blood flow. Once you move the blood flow, the energy becomes unstuck and the pain starts to dissipate. And that's how you know it's working, because you no longer feel pain. You know, I've had patients who come in with pain for years, and all of a sudden, after two or three treatments, it's gone. And they're amazed. They're shocked. And they can't really understand why it's gone. Because as you said, they've tried these other techniques and none of it's working. Sometimes it's releasing the pain specifically with the needles. But sometimes the pain is released when they'll share, say, a traumatic moment that they went through. And that act alone, combined with the needles, actually releases the pain. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Oh, yeah. I was like, as soon as you were saying it, I was like, okay, let's talk about when people cry on the table. You know, it's one of those things that sometimes when I use certain points, I will tell people, and I'm sure you've got the same spiel of sorts, that, okay, you know, we're working on your anxiety, we're working on your depression, but this particular point can sometimes make you feel a little emotional. You might get some tears. You might be wondering what the heck's going on, but actually this is part of that unstucking you business. This is where moving through things. And is your spiel similar to that?
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, because sometimes there are certain points that will bring on tears and they don't even know why they're crying. It could be an old trauma that happened that they didn't even realize they had. Mm-hmm. And so it is important to let them know, and also to let them know it's a safe place. So if they need to cry, they can cry. No one's going to come in. No one's going to judge them. And it always stays private. And I think that in and of itself helps people feel more comfortable. Letting them know it stays private and letting them know that they're listened to. And that's something that's important for me when patients come in is they know that they're being listened to, they're being heard, they're not being judged, and they're given the space to release whatever it is, whether it's anger. I've had patients scream. I've had patients cry. I mean, you know, it's amazing what pulls them up. And a lot of them don't even realize they have these emotions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because technically we have like an hour approximately with patients, which is at least four times the amount of time that a conventional doc has with a patient.
Yes.
And so we have this amazing ability to be able to be present, to sit with patients, to chat with patients, but to also guide them through some of the stuff that's got them stuck, just like you mentioned, which is so amazing. I love it.
I agree. And I feel like that is part of the healing. You know, they come in for acupuncture, but often some of the healing is them just releasing what they're feeling and being able to talk about it and then get treated afterwards. So it's like, especially if they're experiencing a lot of stress, being able to talk about it and explain what they're feeling. And then afterwards, getting to relax with the needles in their body while the needles are relaxing them and releasing a lot of this stress that they're feeling. The combination of the two of them, I believe, is what really brings along the healing.
Oh my gosh, because how often do people just lay in a room, quiet, not doing anything because we got you stuck with needles, haha. I mean, see, it's kind of, you know, I joke about it, but the truth in the matter is that you're not going to go anywhere with needles stuck in you. I mean, I do have some patients that have moved around with the needles, but, you know, typically most folks are just going to lay there, and it's kind of like a forced relaxation for some folks, but a lot of people come to really love it.
Yeah, and there are some people that think about it all day. You know, I've had patients who come in, it's like, I have just been waiting to lay on this table and relax with the needle, you know, and then some people come because they just need to talk out what's going on and feel like it's a safe place and then get the treatment on top of it. And I find that it's so important to listen to what each patient wants because they're all different.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The listening component, I think, is something that's overlooked in the healthcare field. In general, absolutely in general. And, you know, we're not only listening to what you say, we're listening to what your body's telling us. Your tongue tells us a lot. The pulse tells us a lot. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that we can even look at color of skin. We can look at, you know, it sounds kind of weird, but smelling. I can smell patients and, you know, all of that, how it goes with the elements. So there's so much more to an acupuncture visit than us just poking you with needles.
And that's one of the things I love the most about it is it's one of the most holistic ways of healing because you are working on all of these different levels and you're giving them opportunities to heal. So although it's acupuncture, it's really so much bigger than acupuncture. It's healing truly on a holistic level. And I think that's what people are looking for, a way to just feel better in every aspect of their lives. And sometimes they may come in because they've got a pain in their shoulder, but what it really is a stressful job or an inability to speak their truth or something like that. The pain in the shoulder is just a symptom. It's something that brought them in here, but it's not where the healing needed to take place. And I found once you allow that other healing to take place, the pain in the shoulder is suddenly gone.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? Like people, they'll be like, okay, my shoulder hurts. And then we're putting the points in. And folks who have never had acupuncture, we sometimes will put some points in your shoulder, but we're going to put points in your feet, your ankles, maybe your shins. I mean, it all kind of depends on what we determine in terms of imbalances in the body, because shoulder pain, like Beth said, it might also be that you've got some digestive stuff that your body's trying to work through and it's causing shoulder pain. Or it could be, you know, in terms of the lung channel for the folks out there that are not familiar with where all the acupuncture channels run, it goes right across the front of the shoulder, but it's also connected into your chest. And so breathing, asthma, emotions, allergies, you know, there's so much, like Beth was saying, so much more to an acupuncture treatment, because not only are we thinking about what hurts, we're thinking about what channels are in the area of what hurts.
Yes, and being able to work with it on that level. So as you said, it's maybe they're not breathing correctly. Maybe they're hunched over at a desk and their lungs are becoming compressed. So yes, they are having shoulder pain, but they're also not breathing because they're hunched over. So sometimes the simple act of opening up their bodies releases it. Sometimes they're hunched over because they're sad, since lung carries sadness and grief. Oh, and they're holding on to that and they're afraid to release it. Once they open up, maybe they do start crying. And maybe that in and of itself releases the shoulder pain. So as we talked about before, there's so much depth with this medicine and letting people understand that. So not only treating the lung meridian because of it, but explaining that aspect to them will actually help them get better and continue to get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think education is key. And the reason I wanted to have you on the podcast is because I noticed that you're putting out great info on Instagram about the benefits of acupuncture. And I think a lot of folks in our industry right now are you know, starting to realize the benefits of Instagram and different social media outlets to get the word out about how amazing acupuncture is. But I think we're still at a state of needing more info. So tell folks a little bit about your favorite acupuncture point, because there's a lot of them. And I think it's great for folks to hear a little bit about details in terms of acupuncture.
So it's interesting with that because I do a style which is Japanese acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And what differentiates it is, along with checking the pulse and the tongue, I'm also checking for certain areas on their body. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but there's an abdominal diagnosis. And so I may press on certain spots on the lower abdomen or upper abdomen, or sometimes other places on the body, and I look for points to alleviate that pain. So when it comes to a certain point, it could vary greatly for patients. However, with that said, I find that a lot of patients come in with an underlying feeling of stress. I live in Los Angeles, and it's a very stressful city, whether you're stuck in traffic or you're working or whatever it might be. And so often when I'm checking the body to see where the stress is located, the points that seem to alleviate the stress are on what we call the liver meridian. Mm-hmm. So there are different points on the liver meridian that will help. And there's one point that is a common one that many acupuncturists use between the first and the second toe. It's called liver three. And pressing that point can often bring a lot of peacefulness. Massaging the meridian on the tibia bone. So I have patients do this as well as myself. When I'm working with people, I'll look for tender areas or what I would call a lumpy area, and I'll needle that. So on the inside of the lower leg bone, right against the leg, is the liver meridian. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just massaging up that meridian from the ankle to the knee will help with stress. It will help alleviate certain pains. A lot of times menstrual pain it will take away. Any pain in the abdomen, sometimes pain in the shoulders. So it's not a specific point as much as it is the entire meridian. And again, it's so great because you can massage it on yourself. It's something that you can do. So all of a sudden, you know, for a woman, you're having cramps with your period. Massaging that area on that on the inner leg will help to take away the pain.
Oh, I love it. I love talking about that channel because it's so true, folks. I have done the same thing. I think it's awesome. You'll often find like these little gummies in there. I call them gummy bears when yes. you find the little nodules. And oh my gosh, that channel is amazing for stress. Stomach channel on the other side of the shin, gut issues. Holy cow, gummy bears there.
So yeah. Yeah. And it can also help with fatigue. It can help with knee pain. I mean, it's incredible how these are things that we can do on ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know? And the liver meridian is one of the most common, again, just because so many of us in our modern life, we just carry a lot of stress. And sometimes the stress will go in and affect the adrenal glands. And so it's common now you hear people talk about adrenal fatigue or fight or flight. And there's areas on the abdomen that we can check for it, but on what I would call the kidney meridian can also help with that. So it can help with a deep sense of fatigue to build energy. And so, you know, I'm not sure if you use that meridian that much, but kidney three, for instance, the area between the ankle, between the ankle bone and the Achilles tendon, there's an area on there. Massaging that can help build your energy. It can help relieve some of the adrenal fatigue that you're experiencing as well.
Oh gosh, yeah. The kidney channel, probably my three favorite channel. Well, I don't know. It's really hard just to say like my three favorite. No, actually like all of them, but honestly, yes, the kidney, the liver, and like the stomach channel seem to be my main go-tos for a lot of things when I'm looking at stress. Because yeah, the kidneys, you know, folks, your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys. The Chinese folks, some of the Japanese folks, I'm going to give them props to. All of these systems of acupuncture have really honed in on adrenal fatigue without even calling it that. They're looking at kidneys as your batteries. Now, Beth, tell us a little bit about your specialty training in Japan and how Japanese style acupuncture varies a little bit from traditional Chinese. Because I'll be honest, I practice traditional Chinese with my own little twist, but tell us more about Japanese style, because I think a lot of people are not even aware that there's multiple different styles of acupuncture.
There is, and there are multiple styles throughout the world. I learned about Japanese style acupuncture while I was in school. So most of our schools are geared towards TCM, which again is traditional Chinese medicine. And I had a teacher that would teach us Japanese style. And one thing that I really like about it is the diagnosis is made with the person on the table. So we do a lot of the similar diagnostic techniques beforehand with talking to them and finding out what's going on, if the condition is hot or cold, or if it's stagnant or deficient, you know, words like that. With Japanese style, what we're doing is we're pressing certain spots in the body and we're looking for where the pain might be coming from. So for instance, if somebody is feeling a lot of stress and it's affecting our adrenal glands that we had just spoken about, you'll feel that area right next to the navel on either side. And so pressing down on there, if you're stressed, may feel really tender. And so what I'll do is I'll look for a point that will help release that stress. And so one thing I like about Japanese style is before I needle points, I'm always looking for the point that will alleviate where the discomfort is. I very rarely just needle a point. So for instance, if you're having tenderness in that area, I'll look for maybe one or two or even three different points that take the pain away. And then I'll needle those. And so that, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's more or less what Japanese style is we're actually looking for a point to take away that pain during the session. So after I graduated, I decided to study in Japan to really get the depth of what this medicine is. Japanese style takes from the classical Chinese acupuncture from thousands of years ago. So it works with the emotional level as well as the spiritual level. So I was introduced to a Qigong practitioner, and Qigong is a form of energy healing. So she used Qigong to heal acupuncture points, and then she introduced me to an acupuncture clinic. So I worked with her as well as the clinic, and I would get to work with the patients one-on-one as well as with the practitioners doing the points. And it was fascinating because you would see the results immediately. They were always checking the patient's body. They were feeling around. They were trying to understand the core of where it's coming from. So some of the points are the same. Most of them, they're finding by pressing and looking for them. So rather than using the technical measurement, each person has their point on a different part. So it might be a half an inch away from where we were learning where the acupuncture points were. But it was important to feel around because once we found it, that would immediately alleviate where the patient was feeling their discomfort. And being there, you could see how the culture was different. You could see how the people were so tuned into acupuncture. And they weren't there even necessarily for a relaxing experience. They were looking to just heal. And so we would see a lot of different patients. And it was pretty spectacular what I saw over there.
Oh my gosh.
So when I came back, what I did was I decided to blend different modalities together. So I would still use a lot of the TCM I learned with Japanese style, and I started studying a lot of emotional personality disorders, emotional traumas, and I started blending that with something called neuroemotional technique. I started incorporating meditation and just really learning different reasons and different treatments to heal the body at large.
I love that. I love that because, oh my goodness, you know, we are a bunch of creatures walking around with so much stuck crap, like, you know, emotions, trauma, everything builds up in the body. And it's no wonder that people have chronic pain. It's no wonder we have stress. It's no wonder we have chronic issues that live in our body. And it's really amazing that we have a tool that, you know, we can utilize to help folks move forward in life. And it sounds like you're doing some amazing stuff with some guided meditations and visits. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So I actually started that when I worked with an integrative medical doctor, and she really wanted to help her patients heal on the deeper level. So I would go in with them, and after I put the needles in, I would guide them through a meditation specific to what they needed. So I would first guide them through a body awareness meditation where you know, you bring awareness to your head and your hands, different parts of the body. And then based on what they were looking for, I would alter the meditation to help with what they were experiencing. And once they had the needles in, they were so open and so receptive to it. And then afterwards, I allow them to relax maybe another 10 or 15 minutes with the needles, and their bodies integrate the information from both the acupuncture and the meditation.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. I got to get down to Torrance to see you because I'm like, this sounds fabulous. I definitely want to try that out. I've never done any guided meditations with folks. I think more it's somewhat partially counseling, just talking through stuff. But I think having the ability to guide folks would be amazing.
It's incredible, and it's great because when you have the needles in, you can receive it on a different level than even a meditation. I mean, meditation on a daily basis can help us all so tremendously. Once you incorporate that with acupuncture, you just take people to the next level, and they really seem to do well with it and really enjoy the session, and they're able to transform their lives because of it.
Oh. I love it. Beth, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with me. I would love for you to tell folks where we can find you in Torrance and how to find you on Instagram, website, everything. Give us the details.
Sure. So I'm in Torrance, California, which is just south of Los Angeles. I'm still in Los Angeles County, but Torrance is considered South Bay of Los Angeles. And I work in an office about a mile from the ocean, so it's very peaceful over here. You can find me through my website at beththeodore.com. You can also find me on Instagram at beththeodore.acupuncture. And feel free to give me a call as well. You can find all that information through my website.
Gosh, Beth, I so need to come down there. You are that close to the ocean. What? I need to be there.
Yes, sign me up. Please, anytime.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Health Junkies. I hope you enjoyed my chat with fellow acupuncturist Beth Theodore. One of the big takeaways from this podcast for me is how acupuncture can be so much more than traditionally what we think of it for pain. It can access these areas of emotional trauma or physical trauma for that matter that are stuck in the body and reaping havoc on your body. Because acupuncture has the ability to dive into your mental, emotional well-being, I think acupuncture has a unique opportunity to be part of your total healthcare routine. Because folks are getting less time with their primary care physicians, and it's difficult to get into counselors these days, I think acupuncture can bridge that gap to help folks move through their traumas on their own and really help to solidify connection to their body and how amazing their body is to help them heal. So Beth Theodore is in Torrance, California. So if you're in California or you know anyone that's down in the LA area, look her up. She's got some amazing ideas and amazing ways of practicing. I'm in Tacoma, Washington. I practice similar to Beth. However, I am not practicing Japanese-style acupuncture. I'm a little bit more on the traditional side of things, but definitely still the same concept in terms of helping the body to move through emotional aspects of stress and physical trauma over the years. Now, if you're looking for someone in another state, or in another area of the states I've just mentioned, the NCCAOM, which is a national commission for how we are licensed and maintain our license in the United States. And so NCCAOM.org can help you to find acupuncturists in your area. I highly recommend interviewing your acupuncturist that you find, just like you would interview a doctor, because no two acupuncturists are alike. Many of us are different. We have different skill sets, things of that nature. If you're looking for someone to help you work through emotional trauma, physical trauma, or stress, you need someone
that is going to take the time to sit with you, talk you through the whole acupuncture process and what is happening in your body. And so Beth and I are committed to help educate on how acupuncture works and what's happening in your body when you get an acupuncture session that's working on the mental, emotional aspects of you and your body and helping you to connect better to your body. So stay tuned for some more podcasts where Beth and I explain more of the intricacies of acupuncture. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you know anyone who needs this style of acupuncture, please share this podcast with them and let me know what you think. Let me know what you're thinking about in terms of more ideas you want to know about acupuncture, more concepts. I am here to help you. If you're looking to work with me, I am now offering virtual visits, and I do have some courses online that can help you to work through your stress management naturally. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.